As the Nationals adjust to the new leadership of Barnaby Joyce, there's already a storm brewing over whether the party is out of touch on social issues. The federal member for Mallee, Andrew Broad, has sparked backlash for his comments about same-sex marriage, comparing gay couples to farm animals. Residents in northwest Victoria say it gives the region a bad name, and gay advocacy groups are saying such comments could have damaging mental health consequences for young people. Rachel Brown reports.
Residents of Victoria's northwest opened their local paper to this comment from Mallee's federal MP Andrew Broad about a federal plebiscite on same-sex marriage.
Do I support calling a relationship between a man and a man and a woman marriage? No, I don't. I think a bicycle is not a tricycle, and relationships can have different names. I can put the rams in a paddock, and they might mount one another, but no lambs will come out.
Kieran Mangan, who lives with his male partner in Mr Broad's electorate, was upset enough to pen a letter to the editor.
It's directly connecting people who are same-sex attracted to farm animals. I think it's just a very stupid thing to say.
Mr Broad's comment has echoes of Liberal Senator Corey Bernardi's 2012 comment that permitting same-sex marriages could lead to legalised bestiality. Andrew Broad declined to be interviewed but told the ABC the Sunraysia Daily article wasn't an accurate reflection of discussions. However, the journalist stands by his story, and one resident posted on Facebook that Mr Broad has used this analogy before.
Very disappointing, Andrew Broad. When we had our first chat about this in Oyen some years ago, you gave me the bulls in a paddock rationale, and I suggested you come up with a better analogy. Not sure it counts swapping lambs for bulls. Marriage is about love, not procreation. Otherwise, my husband and I, no kids, obviously shouldn't have married. Oops.
Mildura Rural City Councillor Ali Kappa says Mr Broad's comments fly in the face of an inclusion plan her council's been working on. She says while some local businesses have rainbow stickers on their windows to help the local LGBTI community feel accepted, the MP is giving the Mallee a bad name.
His comments don't reflect the comment or the views of, I would suggest, the majority of people in the Mallee. So he's making me embarrassed to be someone who belongs to the Mallee.
The Sunraysia Daily reports Mr Broad also opposes the rainbow sticker campaign. Kieran Mangan again.
Well, here's the funny thing, is I think that what Andrew said about the farm animals is the very reason why we probably need rainbow stickers in windows, so that, you know, anyone can go in there and know that they're not going to hear this kind of offensive conversation over their shoulder.
The Victorian Greens LGBTI spokesperson Sam Hibbins has described Andrew Broad's comment as abhorrent and says it could be incredibly damaging to same-sex attracted young people.
We know same-sex attracted young people face, you know, higher rates of mental health issues, and there's a direct link between those issues and the sort of discrimination and marginalisation they face out there in the community.
I spoke to some young Nationals and they said they don't want to comment given the conservative values of the party. But is there a way of sticking to their values without using this type of language?
What they've got to understand is views like this are actually out of touch with mainstream Australia. They're out of touch with the values that a vast majority of people hold. And what they've got to understand, and this goes to broader the issue of what a plebiscite on marriage equality has the potential to bring out, these sort of abhorrent and completely inappropriate statements that can cause a lot of damage to same-sex attracted young people.
Victorian Greens LGBTI spokesperson Sam Hibbins, ending that report by Rachel Brown.